USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The flood of migrants at our southern border continues to be a contentious issue. Senator Ted Cruz toured a facility in Donna, Texas on Friday.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. Democratic lawmakers visited another facility. They said the White House inherited the problem.
This isn't about politics, and it isn't about playing games. It's about the humanity of these children.
That's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A state trooper in Texas is clinging to life after being shot on a highway just outside Waco. Police are still trying to apprehend the suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. Trustednewspaper.com.
President Biden was asked if there's anything that he can do about Georgia's new restrictive voting law.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point. The Justice Department's taking a look as well.
Republican Gabriel Sterling, who implements elections in Georgia, said the claims that the laws are racist aren't true. The new law also makes it a misdemeanor for people to distribute food and water to those waiting in line to vote. Sterling says they were just closing a loophole.
Literally, we have reports of a handing out Warnock water. I mean, that's the issue we're running into. So we basically closed the loophole. They can still hand out water and food. This has to be 150 feet away, the way it has been for decades in this state.
Governor Brian Kemp said the new laws are simply common sense reforms. Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has fired all but three members of the advisory council. Former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tweeted, "Dismissing the entire council is not the right approach." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A former Trump administration official is critical of President Biden's approach to illegal immigration. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Chad Wolf was acting Homeland Security Secretary under President Trump. Wolf on Fox News Friday sharing his assessment of what the Biden administration calls a challenging situation on the border.
It is a crisis that is extremely impacting the men and women of the Border Patrol and the department.
He calls the decision to roll back some Trump policies the worst the DHS and Customs and Border Patrol has faced in their 18-year history. He also says President Biden is sending the wrong message to human smugglers.
What they are seeing today, really from January 20th on, is that all of the individuals that they smuggle across that border remain here in the U.S. and are released one way or another. Very few, mostly single adults, are returned back to Mexico. And so they know that, and they're advertising that.
Wolf adds border and immigration enforcement has been turned on its head. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
A New York-based federal appeals court has ruled that pop artist Andy Warhol's 1984 paintings of Prince, based on photographs by Lynn Goldsmith, didn't go far enough to transform the original portrait. The Court of Appeals sided with Goldsmith in her lawsuit, which argued that Warhol's Prince artworks violated her copyright. The Goldsmith photograph was licensed to Vanity Fair, who commissioned Warhol to create an image, but didn't have Goldsmith's permission. She said she became aware of the Warhol artwork after Prince's death in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.